Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. So one of the most popular purposes of non-fungible tokens, NFTs, is to collect interesting and unique digital art. Artblocks is one platform using this interest to offer access to generative, on-demand digital art. Very cool. So if you're interested in NFT art, this might be the platform for you. Let's take a look at Artblocks, how it works, and what you need to know if you want to invest in NFT through this platform. First of all, what is Artblocks? Artblocks was founded by none other than an artist called Snowfro. Inspired as a collector of CryptoPunks, he set up his own platform on the Ethereum blockchain for generative art. Artblocks is an NFT platform on the Ethereum blockchain. The project focuses on a type of collectible that deals with randomly generated attributes. Okay, so for example, CryptoPunks uses an algorithm that generates attributes like hair color and clothing. As a part of the NFT, you can see how common an attribute like eye color is in the wider CryptoPunk universe. CryptoPunks that have rarer traits are likely to be more valuable. With Artblocks, digital artists can use a generative algorithm to create art. An artist makes a drop using a generative script. Then, a collector can mint a piece of artwork through a purchase made with Ether. The script generates a unique piece of digital artwork as an NFT. Basically, Artblocks is like being able to commission a piece of art from a digital artist. Later, it's possible to sell the NFT on the secondary market. Now, some pieces of art generated from Artblocks have sold for millions of dollars on markets like OpenSea. Whew! Can I have one of those? It's important to note, though, that licensing is part of Artblocks projects. Before you purchase an NFT from an artist, it's important to understand the licensing part of it. In some cases, you actually have a fully unrestricted license, and you can use the artwork however you want, and even use it for commercial purposes. Other artists only license the token for personal use, so you can't just use it for whatever you want. Carefully consider how you want to use your artwork before you make your purchase. Curated Artblocks. So, the Artblocks platform is based on having three different tiers of artists and releases. The top tier is called Artblocks Curated. These curated collections are arranged in series and must be approved by the Artblocks Curation Board. Artists and collaborators can submit their artwork and script for approval. Once a series is approved, it's dropped on the Artblocks platform, boom. Each set has an approved maximum number of iterations. So, once enough people have minted something by an artist in the series, there are no more new works in that set. So because of the limited nature of the drops, a ton of people try to be the first when a drop takes place, of course. And you can find out more about when a drop is likely to happen by following the Artblocks Twitter account or just joining the Artblocks Discord server. Okay, now this is something really fun. The Artblocks Artist Playground. While the curated works are considered part of an official Artblocks collection, there are other opportunities for artists to create drops and experiment with their digital art. The Artist Playground. That's exclusively for artists that have been featured in the curated collection. So if you miss out on a drop as part of the curated Artblocks, you could potentially purchase some unique artwork by going through the playground too. Here, artists can try some new things and experiment further with on-chain art. Once again, after you purchase the NFT, you have the option to keep it or to sell it on the secondary market. That leads us to the next feature, which is the Artblocks Factory. Rather than waiting to be accepted as one of the curated Artblocks artists, it is possible to launch your collection in the factory. You'll use your script to offer different versions of your generated art, and then people can buy it. The NFTs aren't always as valuable when they come from the factory, but they can still be interesting, and some Artblocks Factory NFTs sell for tens of thousands of dollars. That's a nice chunk of change. Speaking of chunks of change, how much are Artblocks worth? As with any asset, and especially with art and other collectibles, Artblocks are worth what someone is willing to pay for it. But in general, art released as part of the curated Artblocks collection will fetch higher prices than those released from the artist's playground or from the factory. Okay, so but one example from the curated collection, Chromie Squiggle, number 3784. The names are so hilarious. This one's from Snowfro. It sold for the equivalent of about $2 million in August 2021. Whoa! When buying something from Art Blocks on the secondary market, the floor price is often in the thousands of dollars, no matter which type of project it comes from. Now, if this has piqued your interest, here's how to buy from Art Blocks. There are two ways: through an initial drop or on the secondary market. You're likely to get a better price if you're able to buy through an initial drop. NFT art continues to rise in price, especially for rare and unique tokens. So if you want to buy on the secondary market, you're probably going to have to pay more. When buying Art Blocks, it's important to make sure you have enough Ether to cover the purchase price and the gas fee. That darn gas. Gas prices just keep rising. It's ludicrous. Anyway, buying Art Blocks through drops, too. In order to mint your own NFT from a particular Art Blocks project, you need to have MetaMask as a browser extension. Start by installing MetaMask if you don't already have it, and then when you have it, just connect it to Art Blocks. You'll be able to see a purchase button next to available projects. Remember, a lot of artists limit the number of iterations available from their script. If a project has reached its iteration limit, you won't see a purchase button. If there's still availability, you can use the purchase button and then the transaction will pop up. You'll see your purchase price and the gas fee involved. Once you confirm, the transaction will be completed and the NFT will be sent to your wallet. Now let's talk about buying Art Blocks on the secondary market. If you want to purchase something from a collection that's already reached its iteration limit, you can check to see if there's something on the secondary market. A ton of them are you can just find on OpenSea. Even if something isn't listed for sale, you can still make an offer on it. Just pay attention to the price history. In many cases, an owner isn't likely to sell their NFT artwork to you if you offer less than they paid for it. It's just kind of common sense, I think. If you have an OpenSea account and a connected wallet, buying the NFT of your choice is as simple as making the offer or completing the purchase. As long as you have enough Ether in your wallet to cover the purchase price and gas fees, you should be able to carry out the transaction. Taxes, consequences of NFTs. This is very important to note. There are likely tax consequences associated with purchasing and then later selling Art Blocks NFTs. First of all, whenever you use cryptocurrency to buy something, you create a taxable event. For example, let's say you bought 10 Ether for $500. Now, you're buying something from an Art Block collection for 6 ETH. However, Ether is now worth closer to $3,000. Your original ETH has a cost basis of $3,000, 6 times $500, and now it's worth $18,000. 6 times $3,000. You got a capital gain of $15,000. Good for you! Because you've likely held that ETH for more than a year, you'll probably pay the long-term capital gains rate. But you're still paying some taxes. The long-term rate is better, by the way. Later, if you sell the Art Blocks NFT for more than you bought it for, you'll be taxed on any potential gain. The IRS hasn't issued any guidance about NFTs like it has for crypto, but there is speculation that NFTs will be treated as collectibles and taxed at the appropriate collectible capital gains rate. All that said, let's take a look at the pros and cons list of Art Blocks. The pros: there's an opportunity to own a unique piece of digital art. The potential for gains if the NFT increases in value, and some exponentially increase in value. Access to curated artists and collections that are well regarded in the community. With a pros list, there's always a cons list. Some artists offer restricted licenses, so you might not be able to use the NFT in any way you want. NFTs are kind of a new asset, and prices are volatile. It can be difficult to determine whether Art Blocks will continue to increase in value, like they have in the recent past. You have the potential to lose money if the value of your NFT drops and doesn't really recover. Now the ultimate question: should you invest in Art Blocks? Before you invest in any asset, it's important to consider, of course, your financial goals and your portfolio strategy. Crypto assets offer new and interesting, exciting opportunities to diversify your portfolio and even help you create wealth. A lot of wealth. However, assets like cryptocurrencies and NFTs are new and untested. So before you invest in these types of assets, it's really important to consider your risk tolerance and also your expectations. As always, only invest what you can afford to lose and be prepared for a wild ride as these new assets continue to be integrated into the investing landscape. It's pretty crazy, but it's fun. Thanks so much for stopping by, listening to the Cult of Money podcast, and for being interested in Art Blocks. If you want to continue to research this more in all things crypto, find us at cultofmoney.com. You can also just search for us on basically any social media account you have. We're probably there. Thanks again for stopping by. We'll talk to you again real soon.